It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to sign up for Skywatch TV's Defender Virtual Conference. The video presentations and all six Skywatch films documentaries released November 4th for you. More details coming after the break. Topic number 5 today, it's Rishi. Rishi Sunak becomes the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom as Boris Johnson bows out of the race Sunday evening. My report yesterday was already obsolete by the time it went live. This was really interesting, a whirlwind weekend of wheeling, dealing, and travel as Johnson had to break off his Caribbean holiday, fly back home. As I told you yesterday, met with Sunak Saturday night for 3.5 hours to try to come to some sort of power-sharing deal. Apparently, that didn't work out. Johnson had the public backing of 59 MPs. He needed at least 100 to get onto a ballot and force a vote between him and Sunak. Johnson probably would have done better in a private ballot. A couple of things at work here. It's possible, Penny Mordaunt, by the way, who was the third candidate who had stood for leadership, didn't have nearly, she was nowhere near 100 backers, and so she bowed out on Monday, leaving Sunak as the last man standing. Hence his basically, he's the new prime minister of the UK. Johnson may be looking, there are a couple of reasons here he may have bowed out. Number one, just the simple fact that he didn't reach the 100 MP threshold to get onto a ballot to force a vote. Although there'd been reports that MPs who were not publicly supporting Johnson planned to vote for him if it went to a private ballot. We don't know. That's no way to confirm that. Secondly, and this is speculation, it's possible that Johnson is looking at the political headwinds that a new PM is going to face. Cost of living increases, inflation running at a 40-year high, energy costs skyrocketing out of sight, possibly as many as 1 in 3 households in the UK forced into energy poverty as soon as this winter. That's tough. And whoever's sitting in number 10 Downing Street is going to take a lot of criticism regardless of what policies he enacts, especially if Sunak goes through with his planned, what he promised as he was running in the previous campaign for prime minister, to raise taxes at a time when people are struggling to pay bills. Johnson may be stepping back and saying, okay, Rishi, it's all yours. Let him take the fall for what's about to come in the UK, and then in 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, whatever, down the road, after collecting some pretty hefty speaking fees on the lecture circuit, Johnson pops back up and says, hey, miss me yet? I think that is the way things are going in the UK right now. Topic number 4, Iran and Azerbaijan. This is worth watching. Iran has launched a series of large-scale military exercises along its border with Azerbaijan. These began on October 17th. The exercise is called Mighty Iran. The location not specified by Iranian media, but they've been practicing crossings of the Aras River, which defines a large part of the border between Iran and Azerbaijan. Now, this comes as Iran has been stepping up diplomatic warnings to Azerbaijan about the Azeris' intentions for a new transport corridor connecting Azerbaijan's enclave of Nakhchivan with the Azerbaijani mainland. This enclave is inside the territory and surrounded by the territory of Armenia, but it also borders on Iran. So the question then is, if the Azeris open this transport corridor, how does that affect trade between Armenia and Iran? At the same time, you've got an ongoing low-grade border conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Even though there's been a ceasefire declared, there have been violations on both sides over the last couple of months. Tensions in this region continuing to grow. The Azeris are actually encouraging Azerbaijani nationals, the ethnic Azeris inside Iran, to secede from Iran, which, of course, Tehran is not taking very well. Bottom line here is this. You've got a broader conflict brewing that pits on one side Azerbaijan and Turkey against Armenia, Russia, Armenia's main backer, and Iran on the other. Topic number 3, the dirty bomb. Speaking of tensions in that region, a sensational new charge of a Ukrainian false flag plot in the making was issued by Russia's defense minister. This has set off a string of accusations and counter-accusations. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu claimed in rare phone calls to his colleagues in the West, the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey, that Ukrainian forces are planning a provocation with a radioactive device, a dirty bomb. Shoigu's office said in a follow-up call that he conveyed the warning to all of those aforementioned defense chiefs and defense secretaries. His conversation with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was the second call in 3 days. The Pentagon said afterwards that Austin told Shoigu he rejected any pretense for Russian escalation. In other words, it is the U.S. position that Russia is putting this out there to lay the groundwork for a Russian dirty bomb to be used. Meanwhile, much of western Ukraine, which is far from the front lines, is without power as weakened airstrikes from Russia have knocked out about half of Ukraine's thermal generating capacity. Those are the non-nuclear power plants, and caused billions of dollars of damage since those attacks began on October 10th, which followed the bombing of the bridge over the Kerch Strait, the Crimea Bridge, connecting mainland Russia with the Crimean Peninsula. It's just, again, pray that cooler heads prevail, because regardless of where one comes down on the politics of the war in Ukraine, one thing we can all agree on is that the Ukrainian people are suffering. And it appears that the goal of the West, the publicly stated goal of officials inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., is that they want to prolong this war with Russia as long as possible. In other words, the West is willing to fight to the last Ukrainian. Topic number two, carbon credits. A major bank in Australia has introduced a new feature that links purchases using the bank's debit or credit cards to a customer's carbon footprint and warns them when they're going over the average. The Commonwealth Bank in Australia, partnering with Kogo, which describes itself as a carbon management solutions company, to launch this new feature, which is part of the bank's online banking platform. The bank gives the customer the option to pay a fee to offset their carbon footprint, with the average listed as 1,280 kilograms. A person's carbon footprint calculated, and then an equivalent metric, and by the way, the sustainable number is put at 200 kilograms. So if your average carbon footprint is six times that, they're looking for a lot of carbon offsets to bring the bank's customers' lifestyles down to a sustainable level. Anyway, a carbon footprint is calculated for each customer, and then an equivalent metric is shown to make the customer feel guilty about it, such as, for example, 8 trees being cut down to complete the purchase that you're making. Don't you feel awful? The bank is promising to continue refining this calculation, showing how much carbon dioxide individual purchases are responsible for. You see, technocrats want to use this to exploit hysteria over climate change, which, when you watch the corporate media, is taken as a given. It is like received wisdom. Climate change, the science is settled, except that it's not. Anyway, this proposal was recently presented in the science journal, a peer-reviewed journal, Nature, by four environmental experts as a means of reducing global carbon emissions. Everyone would be issued a carbon allowance card that would entail all adults receiving an equal tradable carbon allowance that reduces over time in line with national carbon targets. Here's how much carbon you are allowed to burn as part of your daily life. You've got to figure out how to allocate that carbon, whether it's driving to the store or heating your home. This will use up a certain amount of your carbon credits. And the authors of this piece argue that this would be a national mandatory policy. Here's the thing. This is not a new idea. As Patrick M. Wood, the author of the excellent book Technocracy Rising, has shown, this idea has been at the heart of the technocratic movement since the 1930s. It is only now gaining traction as we're getting more comfortable with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Why not use carbon currency? It's no more real than Bitcoin, and it's tied to the environment. Don't you want to save Mother Earth? Watch for this. This idea is going to spread. Coming up, a flag that should come with an epilepsy warning. That's next on 5 and 10.
So the warfare is expanding, folks, in our midst. We can talk about all kinds of things these days. Nephilim and aliens and all of these things. And I go, okay, but there's something right in front of us, pressing right now, impacting our children, our youth, impacting the adults in the church. And it's turning people into zombies, and we need to wake up. We need to walk in ultimate reality. Ultimately, it boils down to this. It's the same thing going back to what happened to me when I got saved. Why did I leave those things behind? Because suddenly I opened my eyes and I saw reality. And one of the biggies was I recognized that there is a day of judgment. There is a hell. There is eternal consequences. And so as the church reclaims the fear of the Lord, and we can't pass on the fear of the Lord to others unless we're walking in it ourselves. Satan is stepping in. He's using technology. He's using media. He's using chemicals and drugs. He's using false spirituality. He's using everything he can, again, to cause society to be that society that's just walking off a cliff. I think this is actually an issue that is emerging as one of the premier issues at the forefront of pastoral ministry in the days that we're living in.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order, and the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, this unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, this is what the metaverse looks like, at least in the vision of Microsoft, which has launched this new inclusivity flag designed to include as many gender and sexual minorities as possible on a single flag. This flag combines 40 different flags from LGBTQIA+ communities around the world, including these definitions of gender identity: abrosexual, asexual, agender, ambiamorous, androgynous, I don't even know how to pronounce that next one, aromantic, asexual, aeroflux, bigender, bisexual, demifluid, demigender, demigirl, demiromantic, demisexual, gay, MLM, Venetian, V-I-N, not to be confused with the city of Venice, gender fluid, gender flux, gender queer, gender questioning, gray, sexual, intersex, lesbian, you get the idea. Now, it would be easy to laugh at this or be outraged, because clearly this is a deconstruction of a God created and called good. Have you not read, from the beginning created he them male and female? But these people, like all of us, need Jesus. So let's just bear in mind that these people, without even realizing it, are in bondage to these entities whose goal it is to deconstruct and destroy what God created and called good. Love them. Share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ with gentleness and respect to free them from the chains that they don't even realize have them in bondage. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, goes live on the web on November 4th, by which I mean all 24 presentations and 6 feature-length documentary films will be released for you to watch on your schedule. You're in control. You set the conference schedule. For 90 days, you have full access to more than 24 presentations. Tom Horn's got a new presentation here. Best-selling author Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Doug Van Dorn, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Mondo de la Vega, Zach Drew, and many others. My presentation deals with the geography of Jesus' ministry. Why did he base his ministry in the Galilee instead of going to Jerusalem, which was the heart of the religious establishment in Jesus' day? Why was he in the north? In fact, on the far side of the Sea of Galilee, between the Sea of Galilee and Mount Hermon. In fact, there's a reason for that. Anyway, all of those presentations plus the 6 feature-length documentary films available to you for just $95. Again, 90 days full access. You set the schedule. More information and registration online at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. We're going back to Israel in March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, alongside our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, author of the new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, and we will show you key battleground sites in the long supernatural war from Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea. And do take advantage of the optional 3-day extension over to Jordan, because the view from Mount Nebo is very important historically and prophetically. We'll explain why. Get a complete look at the itinerary. We've got some exciting new locations on the tour for 2023. You can also reserve your place as well. SkywatchInIsrael.com. SkywatchInIsrael.com. God's name, the name of God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh, is encoded in your DNA, which means it's in every one of the trillions of cells inside your body. This is not hyperbole. This is a documented fact. When you look at the code of your DNA, Pastor Carl Gallups explains as part of his new book, The Yeshua Protocol, one of 3 new books featured during the series that we're currently running on Skywatch TV. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Share that with your friends, because this program is jaw-dropping. This, if this doesn't make you appreciate the beauty and the intricacy of God's creation, nothing will. You can also watch it right now on Roku, Apple TV, or our free mobile app, which brings it right to your smartphone or tablet. If you've got a new or relatively new smart TV, internet connected, you can cast the video from your mobile device directly to the big screen, so you don't have to watch it on the phone. Google's Chromecast, Apple's AirPlay, most new or relatively new smart TVs compatible with one, the other, or both. And we've got details on that at our website, skywatchtv.com. This app is available for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle, Fire phones, and tablets. And we have links to those app stores also posted at the website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.